word passion is an old complex word which has gone through several operations throughout history, leaving behind a variety of meanings scattered across time. You know, it is one of those words where the modern meaning is different from the root meaning. The word itself comes from the Latin root word patheo, which means to suffer. In Catholicism, the word has been associated to Christ. For instance, the pain and suffering of Christ on the cross is described as Passion of Christ. Interestingly, the use of passion in today's English no longer conveys the idea of suffering. At one point, passion was generally used to describe an intense desire, which is usually sexual in nature. Also, it has been described as a force that is compelling and irresistible, and in some cultures, the word passion has been associated to love, romance, and affection. But today, passion is generally described as a strong liking or devotion to some activity or object. For example, these days, someone might say, "I am passionate about swimming," or they might say, "I perform my duties with passion." By studying the different applications of the word, one can see how passion has gradually but significantly evolved from a religious term which is associated to suffering to the modern equivalent, which is now associated to love or enthusiasm. But regardless of the transformations that the meaning of the word has had over the years, the modern definition by Webster's dictionary still carries the idea of passion as a force which pushes you to do things, because it describes passion as a strong feeling, love, liking, or desire. Now, this force is seen as a strong emotion motivated by love and excitement. Now, I want you to think of passion as that activity that is so intense to the point where it hurts. In other words, you are truly passionate about an activity when you are pushed along by your desire to the point where you are willing to endure pain, suffering, and loss for the object which is the focus of your attention. In this context, passion is then that strong feeling we display whenever we are engaged in an activity or task. You can sense a person's passion by the way he or she performs an activity. So, passion, therefore, is an emotion and not a vocation. In other words, your passion is not your work. So, it is wrong to say something like, "I want to discover my passion." Passion, in essence, is an emotion. It is that invisible force which compels you to be emotionally attached to something. Passion is that powerful and compelling emotion that inspires you to take action. Your vocation is actually not your passion, but the activity through which you display a degree of passion. So you can choose to be passionate about your vocation or dispassionate about it. Just as you can be obsessed with an activity, you can also detach yourself from it. So for that reason, passion is an emotion. It is the emotion which you pour into your vocation that actually makes it passionate. And that's it on this edition of Shepherd Daily. If you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. For more ideas on leadership, you can also grab copies of my books on Amazon. Thanks for listening.